And that is Leanne Louise there with Joe Berger with a track called Want It, which I think was out this year. It could have been last year. But I'll find out from the good lady herself, because joining me is singer-songwriter Leanne Louise. Hiya!
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. When was that track out? Was it this year or last year?
No, it was this year. I had to think then, but it was this year. Definitely this year. It must be.
You've had so much music out, I'm losing track.
Oh, me too. And there's so much that hasn't come out yet as well, which is exciting.
You first came into the studio, as we always say, but it might have been actually when you were pregnant with your boy.
When
you first came in, and you've worked really hard. Sometimes I think people think that musicians kind of appear to make it overnight, but you've been working and working, and this year and the end of last year has just suddenly seen your music, your profile, the radio stations that are playing you. It's just gone absolutely manic for you, hasn't it?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it has. There's a saying, I'm not calling myself an overnight success. I'm a long way off of that, but there's this saying, and I can't remember who said it or if I even made it up, but it takes 10 years to become an overnight success. And I think people do think that, you know, because they haven't heard of you, you've just popped out of nowhere. But really, there's so much that goes on behind the scenes, and, you know, yeah, but I'm, you know, I'm loving what I'm doing at the moment. And I hate the word fans, but I have the best. I'm going to call them my friends. I have the best friends ever, and the people that support me are actually, they're incredible. Like, I hope they know how amazing they are, because, yeah, they mean a lot to me.
So tell us about some of the radio stations you've been on, because I don't mind referencing them on Phoenix FM. So what stations have you been played on?
Phoenix, obviously. Big up Phoenix FM. You guys have supported me from the very beginning. But yeah, I've had a lot of support the past few years from stations such as KISS, Radio 1, One Extra, BBC Introducing, Flex. Big up Flex FM, because they've had my back a lot as well. Yeah, like, there's so many incredible stations as well, and it is stations like Phoenix FM and Flex and stuff like that that really, really give new artists an opportunity to be heard. And it's like you say, not just once, but what I love about you is that you don't just play my song once and then that's it. You really do genuinely support it and give people a chance to get to know it as well. So yeah,
you've had loads of really good releases out this year, but you've got a song called Our House, the story of an autism mum. So tell us about that.
So this song was written 3 years ago, and originally the inspiration came, let me get rid of my chewing gum, sorry, just realised I still got my chewing gum. So yeah, the inspiration originally came from my friend Mark, and he called me up, and it was really random. He was with Rose Royce's manager, and he was telling them about me, and was like, you know, she's very versatile. And he called me up and he was like, can you do a cover of Madness? And but obviously, in the end, that's where the original inspiration came from. But at the time, and even now, I don't really do a lot of covers. So off the back of that, that inspired me to write Our House and obviously rewrite it for my son. Obviously, as you know, he's got autism, diagnosed autism and ADHD. And it, you know, like when a song just writes itself. I'd wanted to do it for so long. It's something that means a lot to me. But it was written 3 years ago, and it's, you know, I have to big up Danny, one of my best friends. He has just encouraged me to actually get the song out because it means so much to me. I've been, you know, like just holding on to it, just waiting and too scared to release it into the world, because obviously I love all the music that I make, but this, you know, it comes from a really personal place. But since releasing it on Friday, it's been incredible. The response and the stories that I've heard and the amount of people that follow me that are actually in the same position that I am is incredible. And because it can sometimes feel really lonely, like you're the only one going through it, even though you're not, you can really start to feel like that sometimes. So the stories, like, even not even just from autism mums, but autism dads and aunties and brothers and sisters, and it's oh, it's been amazing. It's been beautiful. It's really, really brought people together and hopefully, you know, given some new people some insight into autism as well.
How did you discover that your son had autism?
So I actually didn't realise to start with, because Ty, big up Ty, he is my only child. He's my first child, my only child. So I didn't know any different. My mum was the one that was like, you know, he should be walking by now or crawling. He should be talking. He should be doing this. He should be doing that. And she was the one that got the ball rolling really, really early. And I'm so grateful. Bless her. Like, so grateful for that, because I didn't know. You know, he was just sitting in the same spot playing. It was happy days. Like, I thought, you know, I didn't know any different. So my mum was the one that got the ball rolling, and we went to the doctors, and then that's when all of the assessments started. And it was a year of, different people coming to see him, different appointments, and then finally got him diagnosed just before he was three, which is really, really early and really, really quickly from some of the stories that I've heard. There's, you know, still people waiting for a diagnosis now in adulthood and like teenagers, and especially in girls, like it's harder to diagnose autism in girls as well. So we were really, really lucky, but it was my mum, bless her, that got the ball rolling, because I didn't know any different. To me, it still is my normal, you know.
Now we do have to say a very good morning to Daniel.
Yes, big up Daniel. Massive shout going out to Dan.
Who Daniel is a supporter of quite a few musicians, but especially you, Leanne, set up sort of fan pages and all sorts of things, and he always reposts, which is fantastic for a musician. Anything you do, he loves, he reposts, he shares, he buys music as well. He's a great soul, isn't he?
He really is, bless him. Thank you, Dan. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
Truly.
We do.
And, it means, it really does mean a lot, you know, like you said, like even just like buying music and sharing and just investing into something that means a lot to me. So yeah, big up Dan.
So what's happening for the next, for the rest of this year? What plans have you got? Because I know you've done a few festivals. Have you got any more of those coming up before sort of the end of the year?
I have, which I'm buzzing about. I'm really, you know, like this is my first proper year with doing like the big festivals. Obviously I've done festivals before and I've done a lot of amazing events, but this is like my first proper year of doing them. So this Friday I'm in Bristol. It's a boat party at Fecla in Bristol, which should be really exciting, with Shosh and the 24-hour Garage Girls and Kelsey. And then the week after, looking in my diary, the week after I am in Colchester at Colchester Uni, and then at the end of September it's going to be a busy weekend. On the Friday I've got Carnival Magnifique, I hope I said that right, which is in Birmingham in Digbeth. On the Saturday, me and Miss Pink have got Kistery, which I'm super excited about because I love Kistery. We've got UKG brunch, and then on the Sunday we've got the Weekender Festival in Plymouth, which should be really good fun. So I'm really excited about doing them, and it's nice that we can get back out and perform. Worried that I wouldn't know what to do.
I think a lot of musicians have been like that. They're like, can I still sing? Can I still play the guitar?
Yeah, literally. Like, what if I don't know how to interact with the crowd? What do I do? If all else fails, we shout, ollie, ollie, ollie.
That is an Essex thing, that is.
I've said this to so many people. I am convinced if I walk into Tesco's and shout, ollie, 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 I found out the other day where that originates from. Do you know where that originates from?
I would have thought it was a football chant, but no.
Yeah, well, it's rugby, right? But it's obviously, it originates, it was Oggy, Oggy, Oggy.
Yeah.
But apparently, Oggy means pasty. I didn't know this, right? So back in the day, like the rugby players' wives, I might have got the story slightly off, but they would shout Oggy, Oggy, Oggy when the pasties were ready, and the rugby players would come and eat pasties. So ultimately, when we are in the rave and we are shouting "Olly, Olly, Olly," we are basically shouting "Pasty, Pasty, Pasty."
Well, that's a new range. You could have Leanne Louise pasties.
Hilarious. Imagine the underwear pasty.
Get your free pasty here. I'll definitely be up for a pasty. I love them.
Oh, I love a pasty. Like and share for a free pasty.
What a great bitch has thrown them into the audience. Don't worry about the t-shirts and the hats. Here, I have one of these.
Yeah, isn't it?
So we're going to play now your track. This is Our House, the story of an autism mum. It is out now. You're doing quite well in is it in the Spotify, or are you in the one of the charts at the moment?
Yeah, the iTunes chart. So yeah. On Friday when it was released, it went to number 5, which for me is huge.
Yeah,
because I just thought, out of curiosity, because I think it was Tyron that asked me, it was like, how many songs come out every single day? And I said, do you know what, Tyron, I have no idea. So I went to Google. And it's between something like 24,000 to 60,000 songs that are released every day, which is insane. So, to get to number 5 is a massive thing for me. I know it's not a massive thing for everybody, but for me, it really is, especially because this song means a lot to me. So, thank you so much to everyone that's actually bought a copy. That really means a lot. Even if you just streamed it and listened to it and taken the time up to just listen to something that I've created, like it means a lot. So thank you.
Hopefully we'll get you back in the studio when you're not too busy to come in and do a little live acoustic set. You've got a beautiful voice, and you can check out Leanne Louise's performances. She's on TikTok, she's on Instagram, she's on Facebook, and you put up a lot of live stuff that you do as well, don't you?
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I love my live music, as you know, and I'm never ever too busy to come and see you. So, yeah, I would love that. That would be amazing. Thank you.
You're welcome. So we're going to play your song. Have a great day. Thanks for tuning in and turning in, and good luck for the rest of the year.
Oh, thank you so much. It was lovely to speak to you. Thank you.
You too, darling. Bye.
Take care.
Bye.
In the middle of the street, our house. This is our house, in the middle of a street,
our house. You sing yourself to sleep, it helps to drown the noise. They only hear a scream, not the pain behind the voice. The lights that make you shudder, every sound that makes you spin. There's so much inside your mind that doesn't show upon your skin. They just don't get it, they stare. I think they're ready to